Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're Maseches Megillah Daf Vav, the first parak Megillah Nikreis. The Zichud Maseches Megillah program has been generously sponsored by the Queen's Zichud Chabura. So the three topics we're going to focus on: number one, Daf Hey Amud Beis. The Gemara brought a pasuk from Savior Yeshua that listed fortress cities, as it stated, "Vari Mitzar Hatzidim Tzer Chamas Rakas VeKinaras." And the fortress cities are Tzidim Tzer Chamas Rakas and Kinaras. On this Daf, the Gemara identifies the cities. Chamas is Tiberia. And why was it called Chamas? Oshem Chami Tiberia. Because of the hot springs of Tiberia. Rakas is Sipori. And why was it called Rakas? Mishum de Medalia Karakas of Nara. Because it was positioned high like a riverbank. Kinaris is Ginosar. And why was it called Kinaris? De Mesika Perica called the Kinre. Because its fruit are as sweet as the sound of a harp. A kinor is a harp. Rav identified the cities differently. Chamas is Chamigra, Rakas is Tiberia. It was called Rakas. Shafil Rekanin Shabbat, Malein Mitzvahs Karima, because even the empty ones who live there are as full of mitzvahs like a pomegranate is full of seeds. Rabbi Yirmiyah said, Rakas is its real name, and it was called Tiberia, Sheyoshevitz Bitubur Shel Eretz Yisrael, because it's located in the center of Eretz Yisrael like a navel. Rabbi says it was called Tiberia, Shetobar Yasah, because its appearance was very good. Point number two, Rabbi Yitzhak said, what's the pshat on the pasuk, Altitan Shema Avye Rasha, Zamo Altafek Yiromu Sela, do not give Hashem the desires of the Rasha, do not remove his nose ring, that they should be elevated Sela. Yaakov said before, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, do not give Esav HaRasha his heart's desires. Do not remove his ring. This refers to Germamia Shel Edom, Germamia of Edom, Shimale Hen Yotzin Machrim Kolam Kulo. For if they were to go out, they would destroy the entire world. Rechama Bar Chanina said, there are 300 crown princes in Germania of Edom, and there are 365 chiefs in Rome. The Maharsha explains that each leader ruled on a specific day in the Sora calendar, and every day one group goes out to meet the other group, and one of them is killed, and they would then have the difficulty of appointing a new leader in his place. And point number three, Rabbi Yitzhak said, Im yomel cha'adam yagatzi v'lumasasi altamein. If someone says to you, I put effort in Limud Torah and didn't find, meaning he didn't succeed, do not believe him. If someone says, Lo yagati masasi, altamein, I did not put effort in and I did succeed, do not believe him. If someone says, Yagati masasi, tamein, I put effort in and I did succeed, believe him. Now this applies to Torah learning. Ababamas matan siyata humin shamaya. But when it comes to business, one's success is dependent on siyata shamaya. And even with regard to Torah learning, this was not said except in regard to sharpening one's understanding. But in regard to remembering one's learning, that is dependent on Siyat Shemaya. So once again, the 3 points are number one on Daf Hey Amud Beis. The Gemara brought a pasuk from Sefer Yoshua that listed fortress cities, as it stated, "Var Mitzar Hatzidim Tzer V'Chamas Rakas V'Kinaras." And the fortress cities are Tzidim Tzer Chamas Rakas and Kinaras. On this Daf, the Gemara identifies the cities. Chamas is Tiberia, and why was it called Chamas? Hashem Chami Tiberia, because of the hot springs of Tiberia. Rakas is Sipori, and why was it called Rakas? Mishum de Medalia Karakas of the Nara, because it was positioned high like a riverbank. Kinaris is Ginosor, and why was it called Kinaris? The Masika Peri Kakala de Kinre, because its fruit are as sweet as the sound of a harp. A kinor is a harp. Rava identified the cities differently. Chamas is Chame Gerar. Rakas is Tiberia. It was called Rakas. Shafil Rekan Shabbat Molein Mitzvahs Karimon. Because even the empty ones who live there are as full of mitzvahs like a pomegranate is full of seeds. Rabbi Yirmiyah said, Rakas is its real name, and it was called Tiberia, Sheyoshevitz Bitubur Shel Eretz Yisrael, because it's located in the center of Eretz Yisrael like a navel. Rabbi said it was called Tiberia, Shetobar Yasah, because its appearance was very good. Point number two, Rabbi Yitzhak said, what's the pshat in the pasuk, Altitan Hashem Ma'avye Rasha, Zamam Altafek Yiromu Sela? Do not give a Kadosh Baruch Hu the desires of the Rasha. Do not remove his nose ring that they should be elevated, Sela. Yaakov said before Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, do not give Esav HaRasha his heart's desires. Do not remove his ring. This refers to Germamia Shel Edom, Germamia of Edom, Shimale Hen Yotzin Machriven Kolam Kulo. For if they were to go out, they would destroy the entire world. Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina said, there are 300 crown princes in Germamia of Edom, and there are 365 chiefs in Rome. The Marshal explains that each leader ruled on a specific day in the solar calendar. And every day one group goes out to meet the other group, and one of them is killed. And they would then have the difficulty of appointing a new leader in its place. And point number three, but Yitzhak said, Im yomel cha'adim yigatzi v'masasi altame. If someone says to you, I put effort in Limud Torah and did not find meaning, he didn't succeed, do not believe him. If someone says, Lo yigati v'masasi altame, I did not put effort in it, and I did succeed, do not believe him. If someone says, Yigati v'masasi tame, I put effort in and I did succeed, believe him. Now this applies to Torah learning of Abamas Matan Siyatu Min Shamaya. But when it comes to business, one's success is dependent on Siyatu Shamaya. With Divrei Torah, Lomaran El Chadude, and even with regard to Torah learning, This is not said except in regard to sharpening one's understanding. Avu'uk megirsis siyata min shamayi. But in regard to remembering one's learning, that's dependent on siyata, the shamaya. All right, so now we go to a simon for dav vav, and our standard simon is a sword, because a vav is straight, like a sword. So here goes. The warriors from the fortified cities of Kinneres and Rakas, that went out with swords with handles shaped like sweet fruit and pomegranates, defeated the many chiefs of Edom, and marched home chanting the Yagati Masasi victory song. So once again, it's a motion. The warriors from the fortified cities of Kinneres and Rakas, that went out with swords, that must be more on dav vav. The warriors from the fortified cities of Kinneres and Rakas that went out with swords with handles shaped like sweet fruit and pomegranates, which reminds us that the Gemara identifies the various fortress cities listed in Sefer Yeshua and explains the names given. Kinneres is Ginnesar, and why was it called Kinneres? Because its fruit are sweet as the sound of a kinor, a harp. And Tiberia was called Rakas, according to one opinion, Shafil Rekanin Shaba, Melain Mitzvahs Karima, because even the empty ones who live there are as full of mitzvahs like a pomegranate is full of seeds. So, the warriors from the fortified cities of Kinneres and Rakas that went out with swords with handles shaped like sweet fruit and pomegranates defeated the many chiefs of Edom, which reminds us Yaakov even said before Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, do not give Esav HaRasha his heart's desires and do not remove his ring, which refers to Germania Shel Edom, for if they were to go out, they would destroy the entire world. There are 300 crown princes in Germania of Edom and there are 365 chiefs in Rome. So the warriors from the fortified cities of Kinneres and Rakas that went out with swords with handles shaped like sweet fruit and pomegranates defeated the many chiefs of Edom and marched home chanting the Yagati Masasi victory song. Which reminds us, if someone says, Yagati Masasi Tamen, I put effort in and I did succeed, believe him. This applies to Lima Torah of Abamas Matan Siyata Humin Shamaya. When it comes to business, one's success is dependent on Siyata Shamaya, and even with regard to Lima Torah, this was not said, except in regard to sharpening one's understanding. But in regard to remembering one's learning, that is dependent on Siyata Shamaya. So once again, the warriors from the fortified cities of Kinneres and Rakas that went out with swords with handles shaped like sweet fruit and pomegranates defeated the many chiefs of Edom and marched home chanting the Yagati Masasi victory song. All right, now it's time for 4 Blah Blah Chazara. Daf Beis. So the Simmer Daf Beis is a house. So here goes. The mobile Megillah reading house. House? That must be one Daf Beis. Bias. The mobile Megillah reading house, which was opened from the 11th to the 15th of Adar, which reminds us that two different psukim are brought as a source that the Megillahs read on other days besides the 14th and 15th of Adar. Either it's from Bizmanehem, in their times, or from the pasuk Kiyamim Asher Nachu Behem HaYehudim, like on the days that the Jews rested, referring to the 14th and 15th, when the Jews rested from their enemies, Yamim Kiyamim, by writing like the days, the pasuk's teaching that there are other days like the days mentioned in the pasuk. So, the mobile Megillah reading house, which was opened from the 11th to the 15th of Adar, and traveled between unwalled cities and walled cities on the 14th and 15th, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a source for how we know the Megillah is read in Krakim and Mukafim Chomim Yemosi Yeshua Ben Nun on the 15th, from the fact that the Ari Prazos read it on the 14th. And then it brings the Hekesh of Zechira to Asiya to teach that just as the cities are surrounded by walls, celebrate on the 15th, they also recall the Nais by reading the Megillah on the 15th. So the mobile Megillah reading house, which was opened from the 11th to the 15th of Adar, and traveled between unwalled cities and walled cities on the 14th and 15th, had its name written on the side of it, with an open mem written at the beginning and a closed samech written at the end, which reminds us that the forms of the letters Menatzbach did exist at the time of Harsinai, but it was forgotten which form comes in the middle of a word and which one comes at the end. Therefore, the Nevi'im reestablished where to write each form. Daf Gimel, so the Simur Daf Gimel is a Gemal, a camel. So here goes. The caravan of camels, camels, that must be more in Daf Gimel, Gemal. The caravan of camels struggling to stay standing as the ground beneath them shook, which reminds us that the ground shook when Yonos and Uziel composed the Targum of Nevi'im, and the Baskel came out and said, Mihu zeh, shegilas esrayim v'nei Adam, who is this that has revealed my secrets in the Adam? And that Yonas and Ben Uziel responded that he didn't do it for his honor, but for Hashem's honor, so Machlokes should not increase in Yisrael. So the caravan of camels struggling to stay standing, as the ground beneath them shook, carrying Kohanim Levim and Talmid Chachamim to hear the Megillah, which reminds us that the Yeshiva Rebbe learned at Kal Vachomer that since we're Mavatel the Avodah for Kohanim Levim to go hear Kriyas and Megillah, then Kal Vachomer, the Talmid Chachamim must leave their learning to hear it. And that the case with the Yeshua who was rebuked by a Malch for being Mavatel Talmud Torah, instead of his being Mevatel the afternoon Talmud, was different because that involved the Talmud Torah of the Rabbim. So the caravan of camels struggling to stay standing as the ground beneath them shook, carrying Kohanim Levim and Talmud Chachamim to hear the Megillah, were heading towards the town on top of the mountain that had a reading on the 15th, like the walled city off in the distance, which reminds us a walled city and all that is near it and everything that can be seen with it is judged as a walled city. Atana taught that all that is required is one of these conditions to be judged as a walled city. A case of a town seen from the city, even though it's not close, is when you have a town on top of a mountain, and a case of an open town that's near the city but cannot be seen with it is when the town is located in a valley. In such a case, the city cannot see the town. Daf Dalet. So the Simur Daf Dalet is a delet, is a door. So here goes. The woman Chayv and Krias and Megillah who are coming in through the pink doors. Doors? That must be more on Daf Dalet. The woman Chayv and Krias and Megillah who are coming in through the pink doors to hear a shir on Purim since the 15th was Shabbos, which reminds us that women were also Chayv and Krias and Megillah because they were also part of the Nace. And if Purim falls on Shabbos when the Megillah is not read, we have Shiurim on the topic of the day. So the woman Chayv and Krias and Megillah who are coming in through the pink doors to hear a shir on Purim since the 15th was Shabbos, we're chatting how they loved hearing the Megillah read twice the day before, which reminds us a person's chayv to read the Megillah at the night of Purim and repeat it the following day. So the woman chayv and Krias and Megillah, who are coming in through the pink doors to hear a shir on Purim since the 15th was Shabbos, were chatting how they loved hearing the Megillah read twice the day before, while their friends in unwalled towns had to hear it read a day earlier on Thursday the 13th, which reminds us there's a malchokas when unwalled towns read the Megillah when the 15th falls on Shabbos. Do they read it on Friday, which is the 14th, the typical day they read the Megillah, or do they read it on Thursday the 13th, because they typically read the Megillah the day before it's read in walled cities, which in this case would read it on Friday. Daf Hey, so the Simur Daf Hey is Hey. So here goes. The low haystacks, haystacks, that must be more on Daf Hey. The low haystacks that had not been used to sit on since the Shabbos Tisha B'Av was pushed to a Sunday, which reminds us that while the Megillah reading cannot be pushed later, after the dates given for its reading, the Zman Atzei Kohanim, Tisha B'Av, Chagig, and Hakel are delayed later and not brought earlier. Tisha B'Av because we don't push earlier the commemoration of a tragedy, and the others because the time of their Chiyuv has not yet happened. So, the low haystacks that had not been used to sit on, since the Shabbos Tisha B'Av was pushed to a Sunday, were being used by a group of Jews while they planted shoots and did Malacha on Purim. Which reminds us, Rebbe planted a shoot on Purim because the Jews never accepted the Yom Tov aspect of Purim to forbid doing Malacha. So, the low haystacks that had not been used to sit on, since the Shabbos Tisha B'Av was pushed to a Sunday, were being used by a group of Jews while they planted shoots and did Malacha on Purim in the city of Tiberias, where one side of the walled city was bordered by the water of the Kinneret, which reminds us that Chizkiah read the Megillah in Tiberias on the 14th and the 15th, because he had a suffix of one side of the walled city of Tiberias, which was open to the water, was considered a wall regarding Purim. Is the purpose of the wall to not expose the city, in which case Tiberias was exposed and therefore considered an unwalled city, or is it to protect the city, in which case the water does act as a barrier and Tiberias is considered walled? All right, so that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.